A lot of things popping at this hour involving the president. First of all, controversy over his get-together with the Boy Scouts in West Virginia. People are calling this a youth political rally instead of just addressing the Scouts. You're going to hear a lot about that today. They said that he brought a unwelcome political tone that even had Scouts booing the former president here, President Obama's and Clinton, plural. So there'll be a lot about that today. Also, this morning, the latest tweet, which is, you know what? If you are Attorney General Jeff Sessions right now, you are probably not buying anything on the installment plan in terms of your position, because it was tweeted today by the president about a half hour ago that Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very capitalized weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. Where are emails and DNC server and intel leakers? Dun, 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 dun. So, yes, the public shaming continues. He may be feeling, dare we say, somewhat insecure today. And we'll branch off from that, away from politics and into our lives right now with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and our psychologically speaking segment. Good morning, Doc.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. I hope you're doing okay this morning.
I am feeling
up and about.
Good. I'm feeling relatively secure too. Not everybody does, but I brought that. It was our transition point there, but maybe not. Yes. Maybe not an inappropriate one, because there are a lot of reasons for being insecure. And then there's lots of different kinds of insecurity. The ones, yes, the feelings that come and go, and the ones that never leave people.
Well, I think that's true. I think insecurity, it's a problem to one degree or another, really, with most, if not all, persons. And when we think of it, we tend to think of persons that have, well, from the old book, the imposter phenomenon, people that believe, regardless of how successful they are, someone's going to find out they're a fake or they're really not that good. There are those that feel they don't deserve love, caring, or respect. And so as a result, they just kind of enter into bad relationships, or always are insecure, waiting for the person to leave, waiting for the rejection to come. Then there's the sociophobic, the person who has some level of social anxiety and they feel insecure meeting with people. Then we have people that have had recent failures in life or rejections, and they come to the point that they have negative self-talk. They see themselves negatively. And then there are the perfectionists, those that think they never do things right. And so there are others, but these are just factors. When you have things like this weighing you down, then you really become, quite insecure. And this is when you need to start loosening up on yourself. You need to start accepting your success, accepting you as a positive person. You need to be using positive self-talk. And you need to seek friends or persons you respect to get a more realistic view of you, so you can start seeing yourself in a positive way. And you need to be around people that respect you and enhance you as a person, not those that find negativity in you. Unfortunately, when people have low self-esteem and see themselves negatively, they often, unfortunately, find people that reinforce that type of a stereotype, for them. So these are the kinds of things we need to, if we're anxious and fearful of going out, we need to find settings where we can practice being social. It could be a church group. It can be,
right,
it can be a stamp group. It can be some place where everybody who's there has a reason to be there, and it's going to be where there's going to be no failure. You're not going to run the risk of failure. And then that's a good time to start looking at what people do, because you'll find people that are really effective socially have certain statements, certain things that they're able to always bring to the table as they find out what someone, what is important to someone else. So these are the kinds of things, the cognitive restructuring, where you take a negative thought and you replace it with a positive thought. So it is tough if you have insecurities. Everyone has them to some degree, but we need to find ways to be positive and work out. Some people go to therapy. Some people work with pastors. Some people try to work with people in life that can give them support. But it's a tough way to lead a life if you have high levels of insecurity, because you're just waiting for the next bad thing to happen to you.
And this is a case where people can be insecure in one area of their life, but then not feel the same way in another. It can be something where, isn't it, Doc, where people can also get out of their general comfort zone? We've talked this before with irrational fears, but when you get out of your comfort zone, sometimes, you know, all of a sudden it's like all eyes are, you do feel that pressure, but that's a different kind of thing than this readily made almost insecurity rather, isn't it?
Well, that is true. You know, one example, something that's always struck me as interesting about how you can have a certain level of insecurity, but not, and maybe most others, would be General Douglas MacArthur, you know, general of the armies in World War II, quite in World War I also a general. But the thing about him, apparently, when he was around his mother, she really was able to control him, okay? Kind of a level of insecurity. When he was at West Point, she had an apartment across the way to see when he turned his light off at night. So regardless of who you are, I mean, it sounds kind of amazing, but I remember reading that. So I whoever you are, there are going to be things or persons or situations that make you feel insecure. And don't let that ruin you. Just realize that you need to work on strategies to overcome the insecurity in those areas, and that's going to allow you to have a much happier life. A lot of times people run away from things that make them feel insecure. So they may stay in the home rather than go out. They may not go out and meet people because they're afraid to meet them. They may just lead a life which becomes very negative and filled with anxiety-producing thoughts and events rather than confronting, you know, moving forward, rehearsing, call it what you will, and taking control of their lives and getting rid of a lot of the anxiety and the worry that leads to insecurity.
It's a very common thing, though, in your practice to encounter, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Anxiety, this is all part of the anxiety syndrome. And anxiety is really the key to so much of a person's problems. It's the what-ifing of the world or the seeing self, you know, in a negative way. It doesn't matter if you have the strength and power of a young Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you feel you're not, you know, then it really doesn't matter. It's what you ultimately think yourself, and that is, it's hard for me to believe. I work with people and have for many years that seem to have everything going for them, but they have a low self-esteem. And usually they picked it up at home or in interactions with people or just things that happened that they've ingrained in themselves that's led to, you know, negativity. A lot of times parents that don't mean to, but when they push a perfectionistic type of a model, never giving enough support, it can lead to always seeking out approval that sadly sometimes the person can never get, and they unfortunately reproduce that model in life, and whether it's in relationships or friendships, they're always trying to gain it, and the takers of the world will never quite fully give it in order to keep you on a string or keep you trying harder to get something you can't get. It's one of those things, logically doesn't make sense, but we see it in families and friendships and work relationships, interactions with people all the time.
Well, you want to stay away from the takers of the world. People who receive, are that's different, you know?
Yeah.
People give and receive, but taker, you know, yeah, I know exactly where you're going with that, and you know, life's too short to surround yourself with that if you can avoid it. Insecurity, it can be debilitating, but it doesn't have to be. And as the doc says, listen to the good voices. Sometimes I'm not hearing voices in my head, but sometimes I do have that other voice that says, yeah, the positive guy. Now here's the alternative view, Dave. And you know, so then you're like, okay, both of you pipe down. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. So there it is. I'm saying that happens as well. Dr. John Baracchio, Regional Psychological Services at drjohnb.com for the podcast. Always good to talk with you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, my buddy. So listen, we'll talk later, okay?
We will. Enjoy your summer here. This is 1320 Morning Wake Up. Don't go away. More ahead, WILS.